Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. Apologies that there wasn't one last week, but I am here with another short story for you guys. This one was supposed to be out by Halloween. Unfortunately, I just was a little busy. But there will be another episode next week that we'll be starting another longer series again, I believe, so stay tuned for that. And before we do jump into the short story this week, I do want to give another huge shout out to Orange Hat Film Productions. Please go check them out if you haven't already. They're a really talented group of people. Their main focus is creating indie films and content. There's a lot of stuff you can check out for free at their website, orangehatfilmproductions.com. Their short, music videos, documentaries, and more. They also have their movie out now, 44 Caliber, which I've got a small role in, but it's an incredible movie. If you haven't checked it out, and if you've got a few bucks to spare to support your independent artists, you know, please do go and check them out at their website. And without further ado, we're going to jump into the episode, so I hope you guys like it, and here we go. This is a true story that I've never actually told before. I was maybe 7 or 8 years old when I played Bloody Mary with my friends in the school bathroom. There were 3 of us, but I can't remember for the life of me who the other 2 boys were. If I had to guess, I'd wager the boys in question were my grade school best friends, Grant and Alex, so I'm going to use their names. So Grant, Alex, and I decided to play Bloody Mary. I don't know whose idea it was, but I do know that it was most definitely not me. I scared pretty easily as a child, and I had a vivid imagination. Couple this with the unfortunate experience of seeing The Exorcist at 5 years of age, which gave me recurring nightmares for the better part of 3 months, and I would have been the last person to suggest playing a game that involved being in the dark and summoning a ghost. For those of you who aren't aware, the urban legend of Bloody Mary is quite simple. There are historic variations in the story, and different generations may alter or add to it as they see fit. This is how I heard it. First, you need to be in a dark room, preferably one with no windows and a mirror. A bathroom would typically fit this purpose. Second, you spun in a circle 3 times while chanting methodically Bloody Mary on every turn. The third and final step is to stare into the mirror, where you will be met face to face with the bloody apparition of a woman with glowing red eyes. In some versions, you have to stand your ground or else she might attack you, typically tearing your eyes out of your skull, or so the story goes. All 3 of us had older brothers, and as such, I can only imagine that all 3 of us at one point or another had been told a variation of the tale. It was lunch recess. 45 minutes to do as we pleased. Most of the other kids at school were bundled in their fall coats and standing in huddled masses talking. Some were playing a game of soccer. My group of friends and I went back into the nearly empty school to attempt to summon a ghost. The halls were empty as we made our way to the boys' bathroom, a large room with a long rectangular mirror behind the sinks. There were 2 or 3 stalls with toilets, and a similar amount of tiny grade school-sized urinals. The kind where if you were to use it as an adult, you'd have to bend your knees a bit while you went. There weren't any windows in the bathroom, probably to prevent peeping Toms, but to our grade school minds, it was because they didn't want us to escape. So, when we entered the bathroom and one of my friends turned off the light, we were left in absolute blackness. My heart was beating out of my chest already, and I wanted to leave. But of course, I didn't want to seem like a wimp in front of my buddies, so I stood my ground. We let our eyes adjust to the gloom for a couple minutes, just so we could see enough to orient ourselves towards the mirror, where we stood in a line, trembling with anticipation. Someone asked if we were ready. We were as ready as we could be. I took a deep breath, and then the ritual began. Bloody Mary, we all said, and turned in a circle. My heart was pounding. Bloody Mary, we all said a second time, and as we turned, I could feel my anxiety spiking. I did not want to say her name a third time. I could imagine vividly a ghostly apparition in a torn and bloody white dress, bulging red eyes that oozed dark black blood leaping through the dark and distorted mirror to rip my eyes out before she tore into my stomach with her sharp, witchy nails. We all turned a third time, and quieter said, "Bloody Mary." My eyes frantically scanned the reflected darkness in the mirror, searching for some hint of that ghastly apparition, terrified that my own reflection might somehow turn into hers. And that's when I saw them. A pair of glowing red eyes that seemed to be hovering a few feet behind all three of us. I was absolutely frozen. Petrified. I didn't know if Alex or Grant could see what I could, and I stood there taking in hitching breaths, my eyes locked onto the red eyes in the reflection of the mirror. I vividly remember trying to reason with myself as to what the eyes could really be and coming up short. Even then, as a child, I knew that what I was seeing couldn't be real, that my eyes must be playing tricks on me. Then the eyes blinked. I screamed bloody murder and made a dash for the door, terrified for my life. Alex and Grant started screaming as well and were right behind me as I burst full speed through the door and crashed into the well-lit school hallway, panting and out of breath. For a brief moment, I thought that we had all seen them, that I wasn't crazy or hallucinating. Then my friends started laughing, the way that you do when you've had a good scare but you know you're alright, that your life was never really in danger, and I knew that I was the only one that had seen those ghastly red eyes in the mirror. As we went back outside for the remainder of recess, they laughed and joked about how they must have thought that their own reflections must have scared them, and that they agreed that I was the first one to scream, which had in turn set off the group. I felt embarrassed and ashamed, so much so that I tried laughing it off as well, and never mentioned it to any of my friends, or anyone else for that matter, what I saw in the mirror that day. Now, almost 20 years later, those haunting red eyes are vivid in my mind. I still can't explain what I saw, but I do know that I saw it. To this day, I avoid looking into mirrors as much as I can, especially in a dark room, out of an irrational fear that I might see those eyes again, and that this time, I wouldn't be able to escape. The end. And that is it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you did enjoy that short story. Hope it, gave you the chills a little bit. And, again, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate every single one of you that, that clicks or listens. I really do appreciate it. If you haven't already, please subscribe, share it around as much as you can, and I'll be back next week with another story. Until then, have a good one.